It is Wednesday, August 27, 2014, and this is the TDN Radio Headline News. The Bahamas government has paid tribute to Latoy McKay, the former deputy director of the Bahamas Information Service, who was found shot to death in that country's capital, Jamaica, suffering from a prolonged dry spell that has affected a number of institutions, says it will adopt new measures to ensure that students returning to school are not adversely affected. And the Grenada Senate has given the nod to legislation governing casino gambling on the island that the government hopes to introduce shortly. Stay tuned for the details of the news. Thank you for staying with us. I'm your presenter, Thompson Fontaine. We go straight to the Bahamas, where the government there has paid tribute to Latoy McKay, the former deputy director of the Bahamas Information Service, who was found dead on Market Street earlier this week. Foreign Affairs Minister Fred Mitchell said he was saddened by the murder, adding that McKay, on joining the Progressive Liberal Party, worked like a fish in water. He carried out excellent work at the Bahamas Information Services and in the office of the Prime Minister. He was the future of our party. Now we have lost him all too soon, Mitchell said in a statement. Media reports said that McKay was shot multiple times in his government-registered vehicle. According to the NASA Guardian, sources close to the investigation told the Guardian that the crime scene yielded several clues that have raised questions for officers. Police are working on the theory that an argument inside a nearby club may have led to his death. He was the owner of Blue Reef Sports Bar and Lounge in the capital. The Guardian also reports that McKay was reportedly found with several $1,000s in cash on his person when officers arrived on the scene. Numerous people took to social media to share their shock and sadness at the young man's murder. A Jamaican national, described by law enforcement authorities as a major marijuana trafficker, will appear in a court in Philadelphia on Thursday following his arrest there over the weekend. Dwight Langley, who is 49, was taken into custody outside his house in the community of Sternhurst. Law enforcement officials said that several barrels filled with 83 pounds of marijuana with a street value of US$360,000 were seized. They said they also confiscated just over US$8,000 in cash and other drugs. Police Superintendent Michael Chitwood said Langley was being investigated for months. Investigators believe Langley is a major drug trafficker with international connections. A judge arraigned Langley on charges of violation of the Health and Safety Act for possession of marijuana, possession with intent to deliver, as well as possession of drugs. Bail was set at US$250,000 pending his court appearance this Thursday. Jamaica, suffering from a prolonged dry spell that has affected a number of institutions, says it will adopt new measures to ensure that students returning to school next week for the new academic term are not severely hampered by the lack of water. I want to give every assurance that the National Water Commission, in collaboration with the Ministry of Local Government, will be doing their utmost to ensure that the supply of water is maintained to the affected areas so that the new school term will not be adversely affected. Pickersfield also said that information to date from the Met Office suggests that various parishes in the north and south of the country were experiencing severe to extreme drought, and that the projection is for these parishes to continue to receive below normal rainfall. Antigua and Barbuda is hoping that China will provide US$18 million towards the expansion of the Five Islands Secondary School to the University College in Antigua. Prime Minister Gaston Brown, who is on an official visit to Beijing, has officially informed the principals of China Civil Engineering Construction Corporation of the intention of his government regarding the facility, according to a government statement issued on Tuesday. It said that prior to leaving, Prime Minister Brown toured the facilities at Five Islands with Chinese Ambassador Ren Gongxing and noted that the new proposal will include student dorms, an expanded library, expanded ICT facility, Olympic-sized swimming pool and tennis courts. Prime Minister Brown said he has already started talks with the University of the West Indies on establishing the local university and that the government will be appointing a national committee with a corresponding committee from the UWI to produce a proposal for collaboration and a time frame for implementation. The statement said that Prime Minister Brown is expected to finalize the agreement for US $18 million towards the expansion of the facility at Five Islands. The Grenada Senate has given the nod to legislation governing casino gambling on the island that the government said would further enhance the vital tourism industry. The Senate Monday followed the lower house that earlier this month unanimously approved the legislation that would provide certain guidelines for casino gambling in Grenada. Two legislators abstained and one other vote against the measure in the Senate. Now that we have approval from both houses for the bill, the process is not yet complete as it has to receive the assent of the Governor General and be published in the Government Gazette, Economic and Planning Minister Oliver Joseph told the media. He also noted that they would try their best to get this through as quickly as possible. And finally, the trial of Dino Botez, the son of Suriname's president Desi Botez, was arrested on drug-related charges, terrorism and weapons trafficking allegations, is due to begin on October 6. Dino Botez was arrested in Panama on August 29 and whisked off to the United States, where he has been in custody ever since. According to the initial indictment, Botez had been charged with shipping 10 kilograms of cocaine from Suriname to Miami and intercepted by U.S. law enforcement officials. He was also charged with trafficking of weapons, and U.S. prosecutors later on added on a terrorism charge. Last year, Manhattan District Attorney Preet Bharara said that Botez was planning to support the Hezbollah, the Shia Islamic militant group and political party based in Lebanon, in launching attacks on the United States. And this has been your TDN Radio News for today, Wednesday. I've been your presenter, Thompson Fontaine. Have a great day, and thank you for listening to the TDN Radio Network News as we continue to bring you all of the latest news from across the globe.